Several states are easing pandemic restrictions as COVID-19 infections drop across the country. In Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont has reduced restrictions, but will not drop the mask mandate as the state tries to vaccinate residents as quickly as possible. WSHU's Ebong Odama brings us the story as part of the podcast Capitol Avenue.
The latest CDC guidance says fully vaccinated people can gather without wearing masks, but federal health officials caution about states lifting restrictions too quickly. This is not the first time Lamont has not stuck to CDC guidelines. Last month, he decided to go out on his own and distribute the COVID-19 vaccine mainly by age.
Get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we can, especially those age-related who are much more likely to suffer complications and fatalities. Get the shots in the arm as fast as you can.
At the same time, Lamont will now allow restaurants to open at full capacity beginning March 19th, and large entertainment venues would be allowed to open their doors in April. A crucial part of Lamont's rollout plan has been trying to reach out to underserved Black and Latinx communities in Connecticut's larger cities. To do that, Lamont has solicited the aid of Black and Latino clergy. The Reverend Carl McCluster is the senior pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church in Bridgeport. He says there's vaccine skepticism in the community that has to be countered.
Not getting the vaccine is putting yourself at mortal danger right now. Taking the vaccine is protecting yourself and your family.
McCluster spoke at a vaccine clinic at St. Vincent's Medical Center in Bridgeport, where he and eight fellow Black and Latino clergy in the city had come to get their shots.
It is time for us to fight the fear of taking this vaccine, to fight the fear of COVID, and emerge boldly as a community and as a people to rise up and take back our lives and to take back our lifestyle. And for us, it begins right here with these COVID shots today.
Lamont says the state has set up mobile clinics to get the vaccine into their communities.
We're going to bring them right to your churches. Make it easy for people. If they can't get to St. Vincent's, we'll come to you.
Lamont's plan could be slowed down by either not having enough doses or failure to overcome the reluctance of some communities to get vaccinated. State figures showed this month that only 6.9% of Connecticut's Black and Latinx residents had taken their first shots of the vaccine. That's compared to 16% of white residents. 78-year-old Bridgeport resident Christy White and her two sisters, who are in their 80s, were among the first in line to get their shots.
Too many of our people are passing away because they not listening to the scientists and doing what they say. So that's why we came to take the shot, and we are very pleased.
Hartford Healthcare CEO Jeffrey Flack says they have the capacity to do 80,000 vaccinations a week, but at the beginning of March, the hospital system was only doing about 12,000 from the federal government supply.
So we have significant capacity beyond what we're presently doing. Our only rate-limiting factor is the amount of vaccine we get in many ways.
The Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccine coming on stream this month means the vaccinations have been stepped up.
Our ambition is to make it as easy as possible to ensure that no community is left behind.
Connecticut expects to cover most residents 55 and up, as well as teachers and child care providers by the end of the month. Eligibility will expand to residents 45 and older by March 22nd, then those 35 and over next month, and people 16 and up in May.
That's WSHU's Ebong Odama reporting. And there is much more to the podcast. You can listen to the full episode by subscribing to WSHU's Capitol Avenue, wherever you get your podcasts.